understand her nervousness. Like, we're in here with Meredith. Meredith is going to be leaving tomorrow to go on her first flight with a little baby Aubrey.
Yeah, man.
And you've been freaked out. So you understand the nerves of it, but on a much grander scale, because you're bugging.
Well, I have a massive amount of anxiety. I'm not afraid to fly whatsoever. I've been flying since I was like a little kid, even by myself. But the fact that I have to fly with my 5-month-old is really freaking me out.
It really ain't that crazy, though.
No, it kind of is, because I know what it's like to be sitting next to a kid that's a little ornery, that won't shut up, that's screaming, and then I have to deal with all these other passengers that either are looking at me or they're just angry with me and what's going on. I have to pack all this extra stuff to make sure she's going to be okay. And it's giving me so much anxiety.
So this anxiety thing is something you've always battled? Like, you have anxiety issues?
Not really, just about this.
Really?
I'm worried, because what if something happens on the plane and I can't take care of it because
rock
I'm
the baby.
Squished
the baby.
Up in like this little seat, and I can't go get the bag because I don't know. We're taking
how long
off.
A flight?
This
are
is
we
the
talking?
Part of the TV show where we just slap you and say, "Calm down," because you're freaking out. You're freaking out.
How long of a flight are we talking, Meredith?
Maybe like an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, that's nothing.
Shut your mouth. Like,
I know, but I've been reading a lot of stuff, and I need to be prepared of what. Anything could happen. I mean, she could get sick. She could vomit. Anything can happen.
If she vomits, they're going to help you clean it up.
Yeah.
Because they got all the access. If you give her a bottle up and down, the suction of her drinking is going to clear out her ears so they don't pop. If they don't pop, it's less likely she'll cry.
That's what I'm saying. There's like all this stuff that I have to do. I have to like feed her a bottle on the way up and a descent.
So you know how back in the day, and maybe this is why it turned out the way I did, parents would maybe rub a little whiskey like right on the lip for the baby.
Get you just a little drunk.
Can you do that? Like, can you just rub a little bit on Aubrey's lip, put her out for an hour?
Yeah. That really works?
You wouldn't do it, but there are parents out there who have done it. They put a little they put a little rum on their lip.
Right.
Or they put a little cough syrup on their lip.
Baby Benadryl?
Just little baby Benadryl. Put them out.
And
that'll
legit knock them out?
Yeah, it's like baby lean.
I'm not drugging my
It's like
head.
Shameless when Frank rubs it all over
you
the baby.
You know that sippy cup you get?
Yeah.
When you get a baby with 2 sippy cups, like a cup inside of a cup, that's that little baby Wayne.
I feel like I need like a Valium or like a Vicodin or whatever it's called.
Wait.
What is it called?
You're going to give the baby a pill?
No, for me, just because honestly, you can't I'm just nervous.
You can't take a...
I have a massive amount of anxiety about this because I have to, and then I got to get to the airport extra early, and God forbid I forget to pack. Like,
somebody slap her! You can't take a value. You got a baby. You can't take a pill.
You need to be awake.
Yeah, I understand that, but just, I mean, something to make the anxiety go away, not to make me drunk or anything or woozy.
Okay, the reason I'm even asking you about this is because, see, Meredith reads. Totally don't need to read this.
Mommy blogs.
Just listen to other mothers, but don't go on to mommy blogs because people try and write stuff to stand out from other people.
Yeah.
Tell them, because you said this to me and I looked at you like you had 2 heads, and I was like, I ain't say nothing else because I said, just wait until we talk about it on the air. Would you tell them what you're planning or what you read that you need to plan to bring on the boat, on the plane? Please, every mother who has ever traveled with a child, turn up the radio, because this is what these ladies out there say.
Okay. Several mothers suggested, and this is a newer thing, I guess, to bring little gift bags. To bring your neighbors, just in case the baby gets upset or screams or something. At least now they have like gum and candy and stuff like that. I don't know. I wasn't necessarily going to do it, but it's a suggestion.
Say it for me, Mark. Say
that
it for me. You know what I'm going to say, Mark. You know
what
I'm going to say. Thank you, Mark.
Of white person things to do ever.
Thank
like
you, Mark.
Ever.
That's white people stuff.
Yeah,
right there.
That is totally
you
white
do
people
not,
stuff.
You're going to bring gifts for the people on the plane because if they're annoyed by your daughter's crying, you're going to hand them a bag.
Not just one mom suggested this. It was several different mothers in the Tampa Bay area.
What was this, in South Tampa how-tos?
No.
Like, come on.
It was Bougie Central.
Right.
Bougie Boulevard says she's supposed to pass out bags. What?
I didn't know if that was a thing. Remember, I'm a new mom, so this whole experience is kind of freaking me out. I'm like, well, is this like a normal thing to do?
You can't handle a baby in a baby bag, but you're going to handle gift bags for the whole section of the plane.
Here's a Snickers.
Really?
Please don't hate me.
I mean, really, like, the people will probably cuss you out and make you cry even more. Then you will need that Xanax pill.
See, that's what
I... That you're trying to break in half and take one for you and one for the baby. Like, I mean, what? You're freaking out for no reason. No. I really think that the baby doesn't know it's on a plane. You know it's on a plane.
Right.
So the baby, just give it a bottle, rest it up against your boob.
Okay.
Get it in. And the baby's like, oh, I don't even know what's going on.
And she'll just pass out.
What the hell? My ears ain't popping. I'm just sucking on. I must be at home. All right. And then they go to sleep.
Well, do you think this is a little too young to travel with a 5-month-old? Are you supposed to wait a little bit longer?
Nah, but what you will need to do, because I did this because I was kind of late. I'm already thick in the seat. I don't need a baby in my arm. So when I had to travel with my kids, I took I took the baby seat. I bought a seat next to me, put the baby seat in it, and then put the baby in that. That's so smart. She couldn't stay in my arms the whole time.
But this way she's free right now. So now I have to buy an extra plane ticket just to put her car seat there?
Yes. It's much better because then you put the... I'm telling you.
You know it's more affordable buying some candy for the person next to me?
Yeah, it is, though. Rock up on the wrong person who's annoyed with your child and give them some damn candy. Boy, they're going to cuss you out.
I think you cuss you out smooth. You give it to them when you first sit down, like, hey, I'm sorry, new baby, not sure how this is going to work out, but thanks for being cordial.
Right there, they like, move me. Move me. Keep your sweet tarts. Move me.
People on the text are so hostile towards, like, the other people on the plane. F that other person. They can eat them. Like, damn.
No, really?
Yeah.
No, okay, you can't do that. You have to think about the other person, because every time a kid is behind me, they want to play with the big boy.
Right.
They always reach up. You look fine. I'm like, stop touching me. Well, get your child.
Well,
but you got a baby. Baby ain't gonna really be bothering.
I don't
nobody.
Want somebody to yell at me. Somebody that's a neighbor. I don't want to hear the and people getting upset. I don't want to have to get into an argument. Passive aggressive.
You win if they yell at you. You're blonde, boobed, brand new mom, postpartum,
nervous,
first travel. All you gotta do is cry.
That's
all you gotta do is cry. Aww. If they're messing with you and you're like, I'm sorry, I'm just taking her to see my grandmother. Right there, they're gonna feel like an ass and they probably gonna move you up to first class.
Ooh.
Can you do something like maybe have Aubrey get a little less sleep than usual so she'll be like good and sleepy on the flight?
No,
I don't
be
know.
She'll be cranky. She'll be cranky and she'll be pissing off people at TSA.
Oh,
right.
Man.
You don't wanna
she'll
do that.
Be
give her that
overtired.
Rum on the lip. Go take her to the bar.
Her sleep schedule is my life.
Get
right
one
now.
Of those little bitty rums. Mm-hmm. Put it in your bag, in the baby bag, so you don't drink
Orlando.
It.
Orlando.
What?
Are we giving alcohol to my 5-month-old now?
No, you're not giving alcohol.
It's for me.
You're giving alcohol to your finger, and then just rub it on her lips and let her just...
Okay.
That'll take
at least... In front of everybody so I can get arrested?
Ain't nobody going to see it. It's in your lap.
I think somebody's
going to
see
it. Matter of
fact,
put the little bottle up under your shirt and act like you breastfeeding her.
Uh-huh.
And rub it on her lips. Ain't nobody gonna look then because it's creepy. They would never look.
We've all been
on
a plane flight. We've all been there, and then there's a screaming kid. And maybe it's when the child's gonna be a little older. Maybe my daughter will just relax.
Do
I don't know.
Do you think 5 months is too young?
I'm okay with the age. At 3 months, like for Christmas, that's why we didn't go visit my family, because I felt like she was a little too young because of the germs and stuff.
Watch this. Amira, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You flew where?
I went to Germany.
And you had a how many month old?
He was 2 months old.
Wow.
2 months old to Germany. How did that go?
Well, I was really lucky. My son's father, when we were together at the time, was in the Army. So the military bought an extra seat for my son. Flight went good. I agree. Feeding the baby a bottle on the way up and down definitely helps relieve the pressure on the ears.
Okay, that's true.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you give out gift bags?
No, I didn't give any gift bags. don't give any gift bags. I don't think that people care enough about gift bags. People should be understanding that you have a baby on a plane.
But a flight like that to Germany, don't nobody want to hear that the whole time. If your baby was crying, they would have put you off with a parachute. Like, that's just way too long. She's going to be on the plane in an hour.
I did take advantage of the lavatories. I did go to the bathroom when the baby was acting up so I could stand up with the baby and not be in the middle of the aisle.
That's nice.
You know, so yeah. I did go to the back and the girls that work on the plane, they're understanding. They'll help. They normally are good.
Yeah.
Normally.
And if all else fails, a little rum on the lip. There you go.
No.
Rum for... I used to. I don't drink anymore, but I used to drink a little rum for mommy never hurt.
See, that's what I was saying.
Mommy's laid back sleep because she's drunk and the baby's like, ah.
No Valium, no Vicodin, Mom.
Thank you, sweetie. I appreciate you sharing that. See, like, look at that.
Do you mean
to
it's for
Germany?
The, you mean it's on the gums, not the lips, though, right?
No, put it on the lips. Because you put it on the gums, that's for teething. You put it on the lips because now she's licking. And the more she lick, the more she find. So that's 30 minutes of entertainment. Because she's like, God,
true.
Damn, that's a... What the hell?
That's good. That's good
this
stuff.
Must be Johnny Walker. Johnny Walker Bills. This is good. Hey, T is on the phone. How you doing?
What's up, O?
Hey, what up? You sat next to somebody? You sat next to a baby? What happened?
I tell you right now, I flew from Michigan down to Florida about 10 years ago, and I had a lady next to me that she was had a little baby. I don't know how old she was. Maybe she was 2 or 3 years old, just screaming. Lady's like, I'll give you anything you want. I'll give you money. I'll give you drinks. I said, you're going to buy me drinks? I'll take that right now.
So the lady bought your drinks?
What's that?
She bought your drinks?
She bought me drinks because her baby was screaming.
That's nice.
Okay, I can do that. I'm down for some shots.
Why don't you buy them drinks instead of that whole gift card thing?
I didn't ask her for no Valium or no blanket or nothing like that because I just went to sleep because she got me drunk.
And you didn't care anymore.
That's a great point right there.
All right, I'm down.
That's a great point.
She wanted to keep me out of pain because her baby was just screaming in my face.
Yeah. Aww, no, so that's a good exchange for some shots. You went in. That's good. That's smart, T.
Because I was doing some shots.
Turn down for what, T? Turn down for what? So instead of the bags, just put a little drink money together.
Okay.
Why don't you, when you get on the plane, that's very fly. Very fly. If you get on the plane and you've already saved because you've cheaped out on the other seat for your kid.
She doesn't need her own seat. She does need
It's not for her. It's for you. So you don't have to hold a baby. Body heat makes kids cry. Like if they're sitting up under you the whole time and they're like, damn, put me in something that I can sit in and breathe. Goddamn,
and
woman.
Squeeze.
You know what I mean? So you put the baby there and then put the little thing and now it's cooled off. Baby cools off. Stop crying. Mm-hmm. Just telling you. But when you get on, tell the lady, listen, here's my credit card.
Oh.
I need to buy a wrap. 2-3 round of shots. Don't bring them yet. When I sit down and everybody's like, be like, hey, this young lady has bought you guys your shots for the hour-long flight now. So, you know, everybody don't give her no problems and let me know your orders. Everybody's going to love you. It's going to turn into spring break. Turn down for what? There you go.
You're going to
have the boss baby right there. People are going to love. And the fact that Aubrey is such a beautiful baby,
They're
going to be like, I'm hanging with this beautiful baby. And I'm getting drunk. Oh, this is awesome.
Good to go.
There you go. It would be so James Bond for you to get on and just give it to him and say, hey, anybody that don't drink, give him a nice new apple juice.
If I was sitting next to you, you don't have a baby. You don't really like kids too much.
I'm down for some drinks. I got my headphones. I'm good.
Okay.
Just as long as the baby doesn't like throw up on me or spit or...
Well, you know, that's an extra shot.
Yeah, if you can guarantee that I'm going to be dry, I'm good.
Now, check this out. I have seen on people, and I mean, one lady did this when I had to go to the bathroom because I used to travel to take my daughters to Indiana to be with my mom. And so I would have one who could walk and one who'd be like in a stroller or something, you know, because we would have to go get them. And I have to take a baby seat too because my mom would need the baby seat. So I would that's why I would get a second seat, put the baby seat in there. So she had her own chair. And then when I had to go to the bathroom, one of the strangers had to keep my kid.
Oh,
whoa.
No.
Yes.
That's a lot of responsibility.
Let me tell you how hard it is to ride on a plane.
Oh, man.
Looking at, it's almost like Taken or like Passenger 57, where you're looking at everybody who's sitting around you. Trying to assess who ain't creepy.
Who's not gonna
like?
Because
you're looking at everybody, like watching them with their kids. Like, okay, so you may pay attention to the people who got kids and how the good. You see somebody smacking the hell out of their child. That ain't the choice. So it's like you got to look around and make sure it's good. Or if you got a great flight attendant who's like, "Yo, let me take her," and you know whatever. So trust me. I mean, all those things are gonna play if you on a bed with that baby by yourself. Because you can't. Because I couldn't take. I mean, I could barely fit in the lavatory.
Yeah.
And then
if I
you
can't
know
take
what?
The baby in there and handle business.
Two others.
And all that.
Wow.
At that point, too, everybody knows how long you're in the bathroom because they're all waiting for you to come back. So you can be dropping number two. Everybody knows.
You can't go in there and do a deucey. Can't do that. Can't do that. And you know what else I did? I used for a changing table the abandoned. A ticket counter while we were waiting because they canceled our flight.
Oh, man.
So we had 3 hours in the airport. I'm dropped off in Indianapolis. My sister leaves. I'm supposed to be getting on the plane. They canceled the flight. Next one ain't for in 3 hours.
Oh my God.
So I'm in there with one thing of a bottle.
Formula.
To make a formula, yeah. To make a bottle for the go up and go down. And I'm waiting. You want the baby to be hungry when you take off.
Right.
They've canceled the flight.
Oh, you're screwed.
So now I got to use the baby's bottle now because she's hungry and crying, and we're 2 hours away from taking off.
See, this is the stress I'm talking about.
All that happens. But I'm saying, but you just hit ugh. It with a grain of salt. You're like, you're good. I put her to sleep. We took off. She was asleep.
Okay. All right.
You got it.
Hopefully she'll sleep and won't cry or vomit on anybody.
Buy everybody some drinks and videotape it, too.
Okay.
And everybody, like, clinking glasses and everything. Like, this is how the freaks travel right here. What baby?